From Troy to Constantinople, Cities and Societies of Ancient Turkey, Lecture 10, Alexander the Great in Anatolia.
Persian control of Anatolia was shattered by the arrival of a combined Greek and Macedonian army led by Alexander the Great. And I've already mentioned him in a number of contexts with this course. And it's interesting because we'll talk in this lecture about his journeys through Anatolia, and we'll see that he will be visiting places we've talked about quite a bit in this course. Now, the invasion of Anatolia was the first step in a plan to conquer Persia. But it's interesting to note that this wasn't Alexander's plan, but the brainchild of his father, Philip II. So let's go back in time and do a little bit of history to put this into context. Macedonia is located in northern Greece, and Macedonia, although the Macedonians spoke Greek and had many aspects in common with the Greeks, they shared the same gods and many of the same customs, they were nevertheless a people that the Greeks saw as being separate from themselves. And during most of Greek history, Macedonia was kind of a backwater. For example, whereas the rest of Greece was exploring democratic governments, Macedonia maintained kingship, which from the Greek perspective was a very old-fashioned form of government. But in the year 338 BC, King Philip II of Macedon brought his army south and conquered Greece. Hoping to gain the support of these newly pacified Greeks, Philip asked them to join him in an invasion of Persia. Now, he promised that Persia would bring great wealth to Greece, and of course to himself. He also gave them more lofty reasons for attacking Persia. Philip told the Greeks that with their help, he could liberate the Greeks of Anatolia, because at this point, of course, the Greeks of Ionia and elsewhere were under Persian control, or in this case, some of Ionia was actually under Carian control, but nevertheless, part of the Persian Empire. And so one reason for invading Persia was to liberate the Greeks, a very noble reason. Philip also said that by invading Persia, he could punish the Persians for burning Athens in 480 BC. Now, of course, that was about 150 years earlier. Athens had long been rebuilt, but it nevertheless was a reason for invasion. But ultimately, he could promise booty and wealth to those who joined him.